HarperCollins presents Returning Light, written and read by Robert Harris. For Mairead, and for Daniel and Lillian. Introduction. Over 40 years ago now, I travelled westwards from Edinburgh in winter to the Western Isles of Scotland. I was a student, and I thumbed or took buses and trains if I could to reach this luminous coastline. Over time, I came to love making these journeys to walk out upon the furthest edges of the Scottish coast, beyond which the North Atlantic seemed to stretch endlessly ahead. On one of these excursions to the shore, late on a dark afternoon, I found myself standing on the western rim of the island of Mull and staring across towards Iona. I would be taking the next morning's ferry there. The next day, I stood on a little beach at the far end of this further island, where St. Columba, exiled from Ireland, had established a monastery in the 6th century. The heavy skies were filled with seabirds. They circled irregularly overhead in crosswinds and dispersed towards the horizon, careening out to sea on their short forays, returning out of the grey emptiness. In the far mist, at the very edge of my sight, they would regather and bank to return. I watched them appear and disappear for over an hour. I would almost lose them. Suddenly, they would be overhead once more. Edinburgh seemed very far away, and I was utterly alone, having walked a good distance away from the settlement on the island. The birds were ordinary coastal birds I might see above any beach or headland. And yet, suddenly, I was startled by them circling overhead and held, spellbound, by the endlessly unfolding permutations and the patterns of their flight. At once, I recall spirals and unraveling lines I had seen in reproductions of early Irish manuscripts. I saw the strange creatures from the Book of Kells, the Book of Lindisfarne, taking shape in the sky above me on that deserted western beach. The lines in the sky unfolding over my head and unraveling out to sea merged into the penned lines of an artistic language used many centuries before, there at Iona, and at many other early Christian monasteries spread along the seaboards of Britain and Ireland. These ancient manuscripts, which I was familiar with through reproductions, suddenly came alive before my eyes. Within a glance, I saw records of line and spiral differently than before while standing upon that Scottish shoreline. These forms registered at once with something deep within me. Often since, I have found myself along Atlantic coasts, staring westwards, fascinated by the trails of bird flight, tantalizingly held in the air overhead and disappearing out to sea. In particular, since 1987, I have made a yearly sojourn to the island of Skellig Michael, off the southwestern coastline of County Kerry, and I have lived there over the summer months for the past 30 years. Travelling out to that Irish island, surrounded suddenly by great numbers of birds, I have often recalled the shock of sudden awareness on the Scottish coast long ago. For in the waters surrounding the Skelligs, some 6,000 or more puffins may gather overhead. Nearby, gannets in great numbers erect towers in the empty air, working their flight by thermals that form between these isolated islands. Observing these wonders, I, and I am sure countless others, have often been reminded of ancient recordings of natural line and form, as found in early manuscripts, which had suddenly come to life before me in the skies over Iona. On Skellig Michael, thousands of birds appear and disappear, coming together in wings of movement that build and unravel over the empty sea. They pull me away from my established frames of reference. Often, no one else is there to stand beside me on the island, and the skies and the surrounding rock edges are empty. The mind wanders. Links with the past are easily made. Ancient ways of viewing things come alive. Lack of human contact, the diminution of human society, contributes to a full engagement with these fluid lines of flight, superimposed as they are upon the endlessness beyond. We know that people long ago came to engage with this endlessness permanently, came to ride within these curves and spirals of evanescence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?